You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Bay Area authors have had to cancel launch parties and book tours because of the coronavirus, so we're bringing them to you in the series we're calling New Arrivals. Today, we hear from Juliet Wade, who lives in Newark. Her science fiction novel is called Mazes of Power. Here she is.
It's about two brothers who are forced into a struggle for power in an underground city. Here's a key passage. There was a scraping sound. Taggart dropped his hands into the water, fury rising as the handle of the locked door began to turn. "Nicanor," he bellowed, "don't come in here." Neck came in anyway. "Or what? You'll call the trashers up the chute to kidnap and incinerate me?" He was dressed to perfection in a pale brown day suit and had a horrible eager light in his eyes. "Have you heard the good news? The Speaker of the Cabinet just died of Kinder's fever. You know what that means, don't you?" Panic in the ballroom. A girl in a green dress. An Imbati bodyguard. A crazed man with a chair. Rain injured. Death stalking him in the bathtub. Taggart clenched his teeth. "I already know what it means." Neck might be 2 years younger, but he schemed like a 40-year-old politician. It means everything will change.
That was Newark-based author Juliet Wade reading from her new novel, Mazes of Power. You can find more information about that book and other recent releases at kalw.org/newarrivals. And while you're there, why not subscribe to the Cross Currents newsletter and get all our stories delivered straight to your inbox. Thank you.